Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich. Here's what's happening. The Pennsylvania House has approved a package of bills to crack down on human trafficking. KYW Harrisburg Bureau Chief Tony Romeo reports.
Victim advocates say people find it difficult to believe that human trafficking is happening everywhere, not just in big cities. Republican Brian Cutler, the State House Majority Leader, says his southern Lancaster County district is known for its rich rural history. But he says Route 30 also runs through that district.
And the Route 30 corridor is one of the areas and is a huge target for law enforcement trying to crack down on this horrible scourge on society.
Among the bills approved by the State House this past week are those that aim to increase penalties or expand the definition of crimes related to human trafficking. The crimes of human trafficking and patronizing a victim of sexual servitude would be increased to a first-degree felony by one bill that's already passed the Senate and is now headed to the governor's desk.
Other bills still need Senate approval. For the next 6 months, one of the ways to get to the Wildwoods will be partially closed. KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden with more on that.
There are lots of ways to get there. Most of us hit the Atlantic City Expressway to the Garden State Parkway. If you want to avoid the tolls, there's always the stalwart Route 47. It takes longer, but it's free. Just one problem, according to Steve Shapiro with the New Jersey Department of Transportation.
It's emergency work to repair a culvert that carries Dias Creek underneath Route 47. Pipes that are underneath the roadway have been compromised. They're cracked, and the underlying soil that those pipes are sitting on is eroding, causing sinkholes and compromising the safety of the roadway.
There are ways around the 15-minute detour by using 347 before you get to Middle Township and hopping onto either 83 or County Route 657. Seasoned Shore commuters also use back roads off 55 to get to Route 9 or the Parkway.
Yes, this will be a pain, but it would be a much bigger pain over the summer. It's not always easy making learning fun for students, but KYW's Andrew Kramer stopped by a new lab in North Philadelphia that aims to do just that.
Project Home just opened this new STEAM lab at the Honickman Learning Center here on North Judson Street. STEAM standing for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. Aisha Barber is the lab's facilitator. She says students from kindergarten through 12th grade get to do some pretty unique activities.
They create their own animations. They can code their own video games. They create their own coding programs. We have a lot of students that are building structures. They're building bridges.
And it's 100% up to the students what projects they want to be a part of.
Student finds the things that are interesting to them and thus are responsible for driving their own learning.
As we were walking around, we noticed 10-year-old Collie Williams with a Lego car that drives around.
So, like, I programmed the robot from this tablet by moving different program blocks here into the tablet.
That's incredible, and you learn how to do all that here in this lab?
Mm-hmm.
Collie calls the lab great. The Philadelphia Foundation has just announced grant recipients who came up with projects based on a series of community discussions. KYW's Hadass Kuznets has more on how people are turning those ideas into action.
Last November, people in Philadelphia were challenged to gather those they know for a program called On the Table, in which they discussed issues important to their communities over a meal.
We had over 6,000 people participate in discussions organized by friends, neighbors, co-workers.
That's Pedro Ramos, president of the Philadelphia Foundation. He says coming up with ideas was just the first step in improving their communities. To turn their ideas into actions,
we ran a grant program that awarded up to $1,000 to advance ideas that people had around their tables. And we are announcing here 50 winners of $1,000 grants.
He says they had to choose 50 grants from about 90 applications.
About a quarter of those grants focus on the 2020 census.
Other grants help solve problems having to do with lack of refrigeration in food pantries, gun safety, veterans issues, health, and more.
You can find the complete list on our website. Animal Planet's popular Puppy Bowl will air on Super Bowl Sunday. KYW's John McDevitt reports a watch party will be held at a South Philadelphia bar with a VIP. Very important pooch in attendance.
Puppy Bowl 16 spoofs the Super Bowl with shelter dogs as the players. Cats in need of permanent homes perform the halftime show. One of the dogs is Coach, a 7-month-old hound mix from the Moores Animal Refuge in Center City. Well, Coach will be at Devil's Den at 11th and Ellsworth in South Philadelphia for the Puppy Bowl watch party and fundraiser for the animal shelter. Erin Wallace is the co-owner of Devil's Den.
We host it right before the Super Bowl. We're running it from 3 to 6 p.m., and it benefits the Moores Animal Refuge. For $10, you get to play with some puppies from Moores Animal and have your picture taken with them. And we will also be serving food and beer and some cocktails to go with the event.
The Puppy Bowl highlights animal adoption. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.